Vavakamah chapter 4, Mishnah 9. Misar l'shomer chinam, if the owner of the bull delivers it to an unpaid custodian, someone who's going to look after this bull and he's not going to receive wages for it. V'l'shol, or someone borrows the animal. V'l'noise sachar, or someone pays a paid guardian. He's being paid to look after it. A person. V'l'socher, or the last case, ahara, someone who actually pays the owner money to use the animal, right? These four categories. We're going to learn a lot more about them as we go along. But in all of these cases, nichnasu tachas habalim, this person takes the place of the owner and is liable for damages if this animal gores. So mu'ad, mishalem nezik shalem. So if the bull is a mu'ad bull and it gores, these one of these four people, whoever was looking after the animal at that time, that person will pay full damages and not the owner of the animal. The tam mishalem chetzi nezik, and if it's a tam, that person will pay half damages. So it comes out, whoever's looking after the animal at that time, that will be the person who's liable for damages, not the owner of the animal. Change of topic, kasharo balav b'mosera. If the owner ties the bull with a rope around its neck, that he's going to pull it along with, v'nal b'fanav karayu, or he puts the bull behind, he locks it in, like properly, right? But he brings over here, this case is where the door that it was locked in with can withstand an ordinary wind, but not like a full-blown wind. So it's a bit of an inferior guarding in both of these cases. He didn't guard it fully properly, but he guarded it in some sort of way. So is that enough to avoid liability or not is obviously going to be the question. And then obviously what happens, v'yatsu v'hizik, the bull gets out and causes more damage. Echatam v'echad mu'ad, chayev divret Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, doesn't matter whether the bull is a tam or a mu'ad, he would be chayev. The owner would be obligated to pay the appropriate damages over there because the guarding that he did was not enough, right? So if Rabbi Meir would say, you've got to tie it with a proper metal chain that it can't break, or you've got to lock it behind a door which the wind can't break, and then you'd be pater, exempt from damages. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. He says, tam chayev umuad pater. If it's a tam animal, then you would be obligated to pay the half damages. But interestingly enough, if it's a muad animal, you exempt if it's not properly guarded, like in these cases. And why? Because the pasuk says, shneimar velo yishmerenu balav, that its owner did not guard it. The shamor huzeh, and this ox, this bull, was guarded in some way. It wasn't completely unguarded. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda learns out that for a tam bull, you would pay, but for a muad bull, where it says that the owner didn't guard it, so there you actually tucker, you wouldn't pay. If you guarded in any way, you wouldn't pay the damages. And third opinion, Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says, ein lo shmira ela sakin. He says the only way a muad bull can be guarded, really, is by a knife, meaning you got to slaughter it. brings at the end of here that the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. So if this bull is not properly guarded and it's a tam animal, the owner would be liable. But if it's a muad animal and it causes further damages, the owner is not liable, conversely, because it was guarded in some way.